One of the top legislative priorities for the agriculture community here in the state of Wisconsin is to pass the Implement of Husbandry Law dealing with agricultural equipment on our state, county, and local roads. And the author of the bill is Keith Ripp. And Keith, when we talk about this legislation under the bill, what kind of changes would we see?
Width is still, we've pretty much set it at 20 feet. We're still having a little bit of discussion on that. A lot of the equipment manufacturers, we realize that a 20-foot drill is a little wider than 20 feet. So some of that's going on. We've extended, we had a quarter mile of incidental movement for equipment. We've gone to half mile with that. As a producer, would I like to see more? Yes, but we also have to look at the safety component of it. The general public just isn't used to being around a lot of this equipment and stuff. And so one thing I've encouraged the Department of Transportation is to, they need to work on some public service announcements, especially in the spring and the fall of the year. Kind of remind people that, you know, this equipment's out there. This is the, you know, it's moving probably 25 miles an hour or less. And, you know, because they come upon it very quickly and it's just making them aware of the equipment that's out there.
Ripp did say one of the biggest areas of concern is for producers that would have equipment that's too large for these rules that would need permits, and maybe if their farms cross counties or jurisdictions, have to get multiple permits. So I asked them how big a hassle that might be.
I'd like to see that process different too, but right now there's just no other way to do it. I think being a producer, if we can do the paperwork or be proactive on the front end, then we're not going to deal with tickets and talking to the DA's office and law enforcement on the back end. So, you know, it's a give and take thing. We are actually lessening the rules and regulations, allowing farmers to do what they thought they could just do before. So the awareness of the rules that are out there now and what we're doing, what it's going to be, are a little different.
So we'll see what happens. Agriculture is encouraged to contact their legislators to get it passed this session. Now we'll pass along some agricultural prices. Here's Jim Scott.
Good morning. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU with a look at how farm markets are shaping up to start the day today. Because of the President's Day holiday, the Chicago Board of Trade was closed yesterday, so we'll take a look back at how things finished on Friday. March corn finished at 445.5 with May corn at 451. March soybeans 1338 with May soybeans 1325.5. March wheat finished last Friday at 597.5 with May wheat at 595.25. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, your Class 3 milk futures for February, last trade on Friday, $23.14. March, $21.03. April, $19.89. And May, $19.20. Your AA spot butter price finished at $177 even last Friday, with barrels of cheese at $206.25 and blocks at $210.5. From your equity co-op, high-yielding choice beef steers and heifers on Monday were $134 to $145. Choice beef steers and heifers, $118 to $133. High-yielding choice Holstein steers, $118 to $130, with choice Holstein steers, $106 to $117. Your top-selling slaughter cows were 85 to 100, with the bulk of them 65 to 84. Most bulls were 82 to 104. Holstein replacement bull calves, 125 to 275. Holstein replacement heifer calves, 60 to 155. And your 40 to 60 pound feeder pigs were $30 to $50 a head. That's your market update. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU.